You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or calling 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, today doing something quite unique. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
I want to say thank you to those of you that have helped some children find Jesus this summer, even though the summer's not here yet. But some of you have already helped that happen. But I've got some stories I want to tell you about. I want to introduce you to a young lady named Nina Forsyth. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. It's live. It's right now.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So I want to tell you a story. Story of a young girl named Carrie, because her story is heartbreaking. At least that's where it begins. And they, over time, the thoughts that she thought about herself, the words she'd used to describe herself, those words were sharpened by the bitter pain of just feeling unwanted. See, whether they intended to or not, Carrie's parents had sent her the message that she was less important to them than the drugs they were addicted to. They'd rather shoot poison into their arms than spend time with their kids. And when Carrie tells her story, she says, you know, at that time in my life, I didn't feel loved in my own home. I didn't have someone in my life that cared about me. Carrie's parents went to prison not long after that, not surprising. A lot of parents that shoot poison into their arms do that. Her already difficult situation then just took on a whole new level of impossibility, and she just couldn't shake the voice that was just raging inside of her, telling her she didn't even deserve to be loved. Carrie could have never dreamed of an experience like an angel tree camp, but it was exactly what she needed. A refuge where she could have fun, enjoy the beauty and the creation of God's magnificent outdoors, and maybe most importantly, make friends. But what makes this story really powerful, at least what hits home for me, is that camp is where Carrie learned that God loved her. She said, I didn't even know who Jesus was. And it didn't happen overnight. It wasn't a one-moment experience. Carrie needed consistent love. She needed affirmation from adults who believed in her and cherished her. And that's what she found at the Angel Tree Camp. Then at Christmas. Because people like you loved her through Angel Tree. Eventually, God's love broke down the walls that she had built up on the inside of her own thinking. And Carrie gave her life to Jesus. She was finally able to say, I'm going to let go of this anger and hurt. The angry little girl that had been Carrie was gone, and a beautiful young woman now took her place. Carrie says now, when she tells her story, thank you so much, not only for changing my life, but changing all the other children's lives and bringing a broken community together to make it whole. Friends, that's what we're about with the Angel Tree Camp program. And what we have the opportunity to do today is to say, at minimum, for 73 kids in the New York area whose parents are in prison, who have the same rage on the inside of their own heart, who don't feel loved in any way, who feel abandoned by their family, who may feel abandoned by God, because let's face it, we internalize what we think of God oftentimes based on what we think of our actual parents. So if your dad is abusive and mean and negligent and self-obsessed and drug addicted, your view of God the Father is not going to be much better. And that's why in Jesus' love and compassion, he gives us the opportunity to take these kids and say, no, you are worth so much more. I never had the kind of background that Carrie had. I had two parents that loved me. I was involved in my church. I was saved at an early age. And I felt like Christian camp was my lifeline to God when I was a kid growing up. I cannot imagine the immense importance that it is for a kid who did not grow up with the advantages that I had. And that's why my family and I are sending an Angel Tree kid to camp. We gave our gift earlier today. We're not going to hold out that promise of new life and new relationship and new love to kids that need it. 888-206-2802 is the number. These 73 kids that Angel Tree has identified here in the New York area, they have names and faces and stories. They have hearts and they have needs. And God has given you and I the opportunity to hear about a program that is literally transforming them from the inside out, person by person. We're going to hear the story of another one, Nina Forsyth. She's going to join me in the next segment. But friends, just know there are hundreds of thousands of kids whose parents are in prison, who have had the wrong messages sent to them, that they don't count, that their parents' drugs or crime or other things are more important than they are. And they need God's love. They need a big old helping of Jesus for their own life. They need staff counselors that will answer questions and pray with them in the dead of night when they are doing that face-to-face business with God, sometimes under the stars. You get kids out of their concrete jungle of the city. You get them out of the canyons of the New York boroughs, and you get them into beautiful open sky where they can see God's handiwork in the trees and the hills and the lakes and the wildlife. You begin to sense that God is much more immense than anything you felt when you were crammed into your apartment in one of the boroughs. These kids have no way of paying for their camp experiences. Many of our churches will send many kids to camp this summer, and there will be many parents that gladly pony up $400 to $800 for the week for their kids to go and to do all the fun stuff. We're asking for a portion of that, $200, to help one child go to a Christian camp, a distinctively Christ-centered camp, whose message is the gospel, whose methodology is love, whose mechanism is creating great memories. Carrie's heart was changed. She found Jesus, and now she wants to serve him forever. She wants to help bring together her broken community. She wants others to do the same. 888-206-2802. 888-206-2802. If you could give a gift of $200 a month for the next year, you'd ensure that 12 kids got to go to camp. But maybe you can only do $20 a month. Could you do $20 for 10 months? You'll send one child to camp. If you can do it in less than 2 months, so maybe $100 a month for this month and next month, you can still guarantee that a kid goes to camp this summer. change a heart, change a life. Show a kid who feels like they're forgotten and unloved that Jesus loves them more than anything. 888-206-2802. 888-206-2802. You can give online by going to WMCA.com and clicking on the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page. It's in bright, bright colors. It's easy to see. You can also read a lot of stories about kids whose lives have been changed. Watch some really cool videos. 888-206-2802. 888-206-2802. I'm Kevin McCullough. Do it. Let's help them out. Let's help these 73 kids at minimum right now. Kevin McCullough Radio. Come right back.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-936-5496.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week we promise you that you'll get a question answered from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, the legendary law firm that knows how to help you plan for your estate care and elder law better than anyone else in the tri-state. This week's question for Mike is from a man named Chase and says, I recently read online in an article advising folks to be aware of an estate planning scam called trust mills. Can you elaborate on this, Mike Connors?
Yes, and it's kind of difficult to explain, but in other words, there's certain companies, they put out a book, you know, they put out kind of like a black book and you put things in there, and they say, here's your trust. But nobody really puts it together. There's contradictory language. They're just selling you a book without really explaining it. There's contradictory language all over. Paragraph 17 is in contradiction of paragraph 27. And believe me, nobody can figure it out, because they're done by people who really don't understand a trust. They're just selling a product, which is a black book, and your life has to fit in the black book, and it doesn't work.
So what should people do if they end up finding themselves in the midst of this?
Well, if you want to go see us at Connors & Sullivan or another law firm, that's the thing to do.
Yeah. And get people that are actually honest and on your side and willing to tell you the truth about what's going on. And don't fall. Usually the old saying is true, Mike. If something smells, looks, or seems to be too good to be true, it probably is. So we want to make sure that people have the right information. And friends, I have no doubt that you will find that when you contact Connors & Sullivan. And the reason I know that is because I can say they've helped us. They've helped the McCullough family. They've helped Mr. Piscopo and others here at the radio station. 718-238-6500 is their office line, 718-238-6500. You can also send questions. Mike will answer them here and on his broadcast. AskMikeConnors@gmail.com. AskMikeConnors@gmail.com. And listen to Mike Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570, The Mission, and Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Back in 2010, the Dodd-Frank Act was passed. And you know what happened with that? It gave the government the right, the authority, the legal protection for them to take money out of your 401k, your IRA, your bank account. I said seizure. That's what we're talking about. They take your stuff. Sounds scary, but this has already happened in 8 countries in the last 7 years. And if you'd like to know how it works, my friends at Landmark Capital have an entire white sheet called The Coming Bail-In. It describes step by step what the government does when they take your money. See how all of this was set up to just manage the out of control national debt. and learn how to protect your future and hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals, particularly if you have a retirement of $10,000 or more in savings. So when the bail-in happens, you need to have peace of mind. The one way to do it, get the coming bail-in white paper and guard yourself now. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. And this weekend, David Fisher and myself launch a brand new radio broadcast called The Bail-In. Is your money safe? Listen Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock on WMCA AM 570, Saturday at 5 in the afternoon on AM 970 The Answer, and again on Sunday at 1:45 in the afternoon on AM 570 The Mission. Hi, Kevin McCullough. A special price, limited time offer right now from MyPillow and my friend Mike Lindell. In fact, get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98. That's $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. He called into my show just to announce it. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or by calling 800-506-2641 and using the promo code KMC. Ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, no more interrupted sleep, no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow has changed my life. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape. It helps keep me supported. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? I didn't think so. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. That's 800-506-2641.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Really glad to be able to tell you that as we've been telling you about the opportunity of helping children, some of you have begun to respond. I just heard this morning that we have another four children whose way to camp have been taken care of in the last little bit. And I'm grateful for each of you that have stepped up and made that gift. It's $200 to supply 1 week of camp for one Angel Tree child to be able to go and basically be introduced to Jesus, basically be challenged with love and compassion, and to be shown that they are worth something and that their life matters. And by the way, you can give a gift right now. Our goal is a little more than 73 of these children, and we need your help. 888-206-2802, 888-206-2802. You can also give online at WMCA.com and click the Angel Tree banner. It's nice, bright colors at the top of the page, and that makes it super simple. One of the stories that I wanted to make sure we told this year is of my next guest. She's a former Angel Tree camper. An Angel Tree camp counselor who loves to tell the story of what happened to her life. Her name is Nina Forsyth. And Nina, thanks for joining us today. Thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to help. Anything to give back to this great organization.
Let's go back to when you were 8 years old and you were first introduced to Angel Tree as a concept. Where were you in life? What was going on in your life at that time?
This was when I had just moved. My mother and I had just moved into a house that my grandmother bought for us. And so I was kind of in this stage of life where, as a young child, leaving all of her friends behind and, you know, moving to a place where I didn't know anybody, I was super excited to get this letter about summer camp, something that I didn't really ever know anything more of than just seeing it on television.
Talk to us about why that letter came to you.
Yeah, so my father was incarcerated, and he opted for giving me the opportunity to do this.
And for people that are not familiar with prison fellowship, the way that works is that when an inmate is incarcerated, they have a chance to join a Bible study, learn about Jesus, attend chapel, ask questions, get some of those questions answered. And as part of that program, they are invited to sign up their children for Angel Tree, which does a couple of things. It sends Christmas presents early in the relationship, and a local church in their area reaches out and brings something to them and says, this is actually from your incarcerated parent, be it your mother or father. And then as time goes by, the opportunity to do Angel Tree Camp becomes a reality. Nina, what was your dad in prison for? How long were you without him?
I was without him for 11 years, and he has schizophrenia. And unfortunately, it was a time in his and my mother's life where they were using drugs, and he ended up being off of his medication and just acting criminally. He attempted to rob a bank. So that's the full story
and
of
then,
what happened to him.
So that started 11 years of basically you not having a dad in your home or in your life.
Right, yeah.
What was life like back then?
I didn't really know a lot of what was going on. A lot of it was really confusing because I was so young. I did get to go see him in visitation, and he wrote me letters, and I never was angry or upset with him by any means. I don't think I really understood a lot of what was going on, really. It was just that, you know, my dad did a bad thing, and he is having to pay for it now.
Yeah.
But I still loved him, and, you know, I still missed him, and I could tell that he was doing his best. And so I think that, you know, as a young child, seeing that even though the circumstances aren't ideal, like, my dad is still really trying to be there for me, and that, you know, that meant a lot. And even though it was really sad sometimes, and, you know, my mom was really helpful in, you know, trying to explain things as best she could, so that I would, you know, still feel loved. And I think that, you know, that was really emphasized through a lot of the actions that my mother and my father both took.
Well, as a result of him signing you up for Angel Tree, you began to understand what this program was a little bit about. And at 8 years old, you got to go to camp for the first time. What was that experience like?
It was honestly terrifying at first. I had never been really without my mother for so long. As a younger child, I had trouble even spending the time with my grandmother without my mom. I remember always feeling really sad when my mom would leave and just leave me alone with my grandmother. So being separated from my mom was a huge barrier, I think, and just in my heart. But I still really wanted to do it, and my mother really encouraged me to do it. And especially just being like having all these new experiences was really exciting. So that really helped. And it was really, at first, I remember just arriving, trying to figure out, what do I even do? And the camp counselors were there, and they immediately started helping us, you know, get to know our cabin mates. And, you know, you would go in and pretty much meet your counselor right away, go to your cabin, see this is where you're sleeping for the next week. And I think that my mom even got to come see all of that. And then she said goodbye. And all of that was just, it was really, it was almost like, you know, growing up a little bit, because it was giving me a chance to be out on my own without my mom, even though, you know, I had people watching me all the time. It certainly was a way for me to start learning how to become independent and learn how to make friends on my own and these kinds of things. And so I remember when my mom left, I was really sad, but I was still excited to see what was going to be happening over the week.
So we're speaking with Nina Forsythe, and friends, this is her story. She needed to find God in a deeper way. Someone paid her way for an Angel Tree scholarship, and she was able to go, and she ended up growing deep in her faith because of that. And friends, that all started because someone cared. Someone cared about a kid that the rest of the world had kind of forgotten about, whose parents were in prison, who had no option of her own way of getting there. And that's what you do when you give that scholarship today. 888-206-2802, 888-206-2802. 888-206-2802 is the number, and I want you to be generous. I want you to think, well, what if every child we could reach had a life-changing experience like this? And I will tell you, many more of them do than don't. That's why this is such a powerful thing that Prison Fellowship is doing. Go to WMCA.com, click on the big banner at the top, Angel Tree, or call today, 888-206-2802. 888-206-2802. That's 888-206-2802. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I got to tell you, it's a crazy, messy world, and there's all kinds of things that you see your kids grab, and you're like, oh, my goodness, I don't know where that's been. And it's hard to find a product that's safe, effective, and also alcohol-free. You got those wipes, but they have alcohol in them. Well, guess what? The wait is over. Durasan is a water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects skin for up to 24 hours. It comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, and sprays, and is perfect for everyday use. They developed an antimicrobial hand soap that's also FDA-approved, environmentally safe, and is as effective as their hand sanitizer. Durasan, in fact, has a long line of safe-to-use products. Their USDA organic mosquito spray safely protects from dangerous pathogens like the Zika virus. And right now, with summertime coming up, you should load up on all this stuff because you're going to need it. Kevin McCullough Radio listeners, you're going to get 20% off if you just mention Kevin McCullough Radio. To learn more, go to Durasan.com. That's D-U-R-I-S-A-N.com or call 844-DURASAN. That's 844-387-4726. That's 844-387-4726 or Durasan.com. D-U-R-I-S-A-N.com. Durasan.com or 844-387-4726. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit FransTouchOfClass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or FransTouchOfClass.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you found the one your soul loves? Are you ready to hold them and never let go like the words from Song of Solomon? Engagement and wedding season are beautiful times of hope and anticipation. But it's so easy to get overwhelmed, especially when it comes to finding the right ring. But I've got the solution. It's my friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds. Lord's Diamonds is a Christian-owned business that specializes in custom-designed jewelry. Anu will work with you personally to create your one-of-a-kind engagement ring all within your budget. And the perfect ring doesn't just have to be for the start of the relationship. Maybe now's the time to give your bride the ring of her dreams that you couldn't when you first made your vows. Anu also has this amazing offer just for Kevin McCullough Radio listeners. Lord's Diamonds is giving up to $500 off wedding bands if you purchase the engagement ring with Lord's Diamonds. You've found the one your soul loves. Now take the next step. Call Lord's Diamonds today, 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or visit her online at lordsdiamonds.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, you can impact a life just like Nina's. Maybe an 8-year-old girl whose father is in prison, who does not have a relationship currently with one parent or the other. You can impact that young lady right now by giving us a camp scholarship, in essence. 888-206-2802. It's $200 to send one child to camp for a week this summer. This isn't being stored up for next year or anything like that. This is to help 73 children in the New York area right now, today, get to a Christian summer camp this summer and to be inundated with the love of God, to be overwhelmed with staff who care and reach out and help answer questions and pray and do all the stuff that these kids need and are looking for, even if they don't know that they're looking for them. 888-206-2802, 888-206-2802. Nina, let's talk a little bit more about what you discovered in the camp. What was your understanding of God and Jesus and what he wanted for you before you got to camp?
Yeah, so luckily I had encountered Jesus before the summer camp, because at the apartments where I grew up, kind of my early years, I went to a Bible study that met in the apartment offices, and that's where I first encountered Jesus. And then when I moved to this new place, I didn't have any sort of, like faith community, I guess, because I had moved to a new city. And I knew that God existed, I believed in it, but I didn't have anybody there to help me grow in that. And so this camp kind of is really what I credit my ability to stay on the path seeking God, because I think that, you know, if I had moved and, you know, never really found a community of faith, a community of believers, that I don't really know, you know, if that faith would have actually stayed as I grew older.
Well, and that's important to understand, because it is planting the seed, but it's also watering and, fertilizing and helping that faith grow, just like a little plant. It takes a lot of consistency and a lot of love in doing that. How else did the camp impact you from a social standpoint? Did you develop friends there, and what were the state of those friendships?
Yeah, so I found one of my very best friends growing up there. There was another young camper. His name was Brandon, and we stayed friends pretty much, all throughout high school. Unfortunately, we're not in contact anymore. But yeah, he was one of my best friends growing up, and I definitely had a little bit more trouble making friends, I think, because I just was a little bit of a weird kid, and I kind of just found a little trouble socially. But I did always have the counselors there for me, and I remember it kind of depended on the week of camp, because some of the years I would find really great friends during the week, and I would still try to keep in touch with them. And then some of the weeks I didn't end up finding a lot of friends, but I still would try to communicate with the people, maybe if they didn't come back, that I was friends with in the years prior. Hmm. And yeah, I don't really have any of the friendships of the other campers still today, but I do still keep in contact with the camp counselors. And then the summer that I worked there, the people that I worked with, I do still keep in contact with as well. And I think it really just shows that the camp counselors there are just, they sacrifice so much. And then when I worked there actually a summer, I realized the full extent of the sacrifices sure. that the camp counselors made, and just how huge their hearts were to help the campers.
Every kid that was
God.
There. Yeah, no, I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Did it ever cross your mind that you were becoming the person in some of campers' lives that had been the people in your life just a few years previous? And talk to us about how that process was for you.
Yeah, so that was definitely one of the main reasons I did it as well. Of course, for myself, I wanted to be there. I wanted to be in summer camp all summer. But I certainly wanted to give back what I had experienced, what I had gotten from my camp counselors. So I just, after experiencing so much grace and so much generosity from so many people, I just felt like just so overwhelmed and my cup was overflowing, you know, so I had so much to give back. And that was just a really cool opportunity. And I certainly felt that I shared their perspective too. So when I, you know, when I encountered these students that are not students, campers that were like myself, or, you know, even ones that were not, that didn't have a past like mine, but still didn't know God, I could really relate to them. And especially the ones that were encountering a really difficult home lives. And,
yeah, no, I get it. And friends, if you're listening and you say, well, this has got to be something that we can do more of, it absolutely is. In fact, Angel Tree here in the New York City area has identified 73 kids that they believe a week at summer camp would really potentially change their life. Go to WMCA.com, click on the big banner at the top, Angel Tree. It's beautiful, bright colors. It's easy to see. Click on there. You can give a gift online. $200 helps send one kid. Or call today, 888-206-2802. If you can't give a $200 gift at one time, give a $100 gift over 2 months. You'll still be able to help one child get to summer camp this summer, but do it right now. 888-206-2802. That's 888-206-2802. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's hard to believe it, but another school year is just about done. And families all across our area, particularly those of you that go to church, you're making plans to send your kids to summer camp. Some of you are sending them to sports camps and other things. But let me help you think about some moms and dads who can't do that. It's a mom or a dad who are in prison. And the children that they have, who had nothing to do with why mom and dad ended up in prison, desperately need camp. That's where Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree camps come in. Your one-time donation of $200 will send a kid to an Angel Tree camp and truly impact a young life. Kids like Stephanie and Samantha, who share the same foster home because both of their mothers are in prison. But their foster parents sent them to the Angel Tree camp to encourage them, and they became believers, and they have begun to grow in their faith, and it changed their lives. Go to angeltree.org/WMCA and make your donation right now, or call 888-206-2802, 888-206-2802. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know Monday through Friday on the new TBN, there's a program made just for women, by women, encouraging women in a way that other shows like The View choose not to? It's called Better Together, and it's spirit-filled conversation tackling topics like friendships, toxic relationships, social media, identity, intimacy with God, children and family, of course, and how to hear God's voice. No topic is off limits. And find out what happens when real friends get together for real conversations. Like this week, they're discussing navigating the unplanned life. You know, those surprises that pop up everywhere and you have a hard time dealing with it. Anyway, each panel of women leaders and topics of discussion change. So we want you to join the circle for some genuine dialogue. They address the many issues concerning women with a balance of spiritual and practical commentary, interviews, and of course, fun. It's not just a TV program, it's a community. It's built on love and friendship and encouragement, and it's time to join together to make the world a better place. So why do life alone when you can do it together? Better Together, weekdays on TBN at 1:30. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you have that rundown feeling or you just don't have energy like you'd like, it may be because you just don't have the nutrition in your system that you need. See, when you eat fruits and vegetables, there is actual energy that has been stored via solar technology into the chemicals in those plants. And when you digest them, you release that energy into your system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins made with synthetics. They are natural food in a vegetarian capsule, tens of thousands of vital nutrients, 100% whole food plants, fruits and veggies, seeds, stems, skin. It's all in there. Each capsule has 10 servings of the fruits and veggies. So once you start taking Balance of Nature, guess what? You feel better. You have more energy. Your skin looks better. It's time to improve the quality of your life, so do it now. And now, through Memorial Day weekend, you're going to get a $20 discount and receive free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. All you have to do is use the discount code, THE MISSION. Again, this special radio offer will be only available until May 27th. So call now, 1-800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code, THE MISSION. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
The number is 888-206-2802. It costs $200 to send one child to that week of camp. $200 takes care of everything that they need for that week of camp. But what I would love to do is see not just those 73, but maybe 100, maybe even more than that, be able to go to a summer camp this year, Christian camp, because of the impact it will make on them. And friends, that's why I need you to go to the phone right now. 888-206-2802, 888-206-2802. You can also give online, which is super simple. You just go to WMCA.com and click the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page. You can do it on your smartphone. But give a gift, and when you give it online, you can actually see the toolbar across the top of the page, like fill in, like there's one less kid that needs to be sponsored for camp because your gift was given. It's kind of a cool function of it. But you can also read more stories of children that are impacted by the camp at that website as well. So go to WMCA.com, click on the Angel Tree banner at the top, and then just spend some time hearing and seeing and reading what God has done in the lives of these kids. One of the important things about this, Nina Forsyth, is we're speaking with this former Angel Tree camper and former Angel Tree camp counselor. One of the important things about all of this is that this really is important for kids whose parents are incarcerated. And you spent 11 years without your dad in the midst of your home, and your mom and dad had kind of a tricky past, and that impacted you on a couple of levels. You didn't have the income coming into the house that a lot of your friends probably had, and you had to move, and there were emotional issues that go into one's life when you have to uproot and change and go. What did camp mean to you in the midst of all of that kind of dysfunction and hurt? What was camp to you in the midst of those seasons?
Yeah, so I think I kind of touched on this earlier, but camp was really like home to me, because I knew that despite being a weird kid that didn't really fit in, that didn't have what the other kids had, I would still be loved, and I could be myself at camp. And that's part of the reason why I was so hungry to go back and even go multiple times this summer, because I was able to make friends that, you know, where I lived at normal home life, being kind of alone during the summers was difficult. I could spend time with the kids in my neighborhood, but even still, there was those challenges of not having the things that they had. And there was a huge challenge with my mother, because my mother, she's actually disabled. And so our income was really low, and she wasn't very mobile. So I couldn't really do a lot during my summers. So camp kind of became that place. Not only could I go there and just be 100% myself and know that I was going to be loved and I was going to have a great week, but I also got to experience things that I probably would have never even experienced just at any point, unless, you know, I had gotten older and really wanted to do that. But I got to do things like rock climbing and canoeing and zip lining and all of these things that are just so exciting for kids that I would have never had the opportunity to do otherwise. And so it was not only just like exciting, but it was also a place where I felt so loved and so at home.
So how important is it that that anonymous person gave you that scholarship?
Honestly, I think it changed my life, really, because, after moving and not really having that faith community where I lived in this new place, I don't know. Who knows what would have happened, you know, really. I could have encountered some people that were trying to show me Christ, but I could have also not had that experience. And it was really that summer camp experience of going back and keeping that fire alive inside of me, because I didn't really have anything going on during the rest of the year.
Right.
I didn't really have any sort of encounters with God, even though I would pray and I still believed. I had a Bible, and I certainly would. I had a Bible that was given to me by the Angel Tree Camp too. So I had that at my disposal during the year, but I mean, it's more difficult, I think, for a kid on their own than whenever I got to go to these camps and got these scriptures explained to me. And I truly found the meaning of, you know, what it means, like whenever it says that we're the sheep and God is the shepherd and he's leading us. Like, I got that explained to me, and what all of these things mean in the Bible, that was really indispensable as well.
Talk to us about what you want to do now. You're a young woman in her early 20s. You've obviously been shaped by the faith that you found and deepened at the Angel Tree Camp. What is God calling you to for the rest of your life?
Yeah, so I am a professional musician, and I do lead worship at a church right now, and I just graduated last May, so it's been a year now since I've been graduated from Colorado State University, which I am so thankful for. I worked so hard to kind of get myself out of poverty, pretty much. My mom really encouraged me as I was younger to be very studious, and that lasted me. And I love school. I love learning. And I'm currently also a music teacher. So I teach guitar, piano, voice, and ukulele lessons at a music academy that meets kids after school on a one-on-one basis. And I get to impact kids' lives in that way, which is really, really cool, because I meet some kids who come in and maybe they know a little bit about God. And, you know, technically I probably shouldn't really, you know, spend time talking about God, but I have some kids that come in with questions, you know, and that's part of my job, is really getting to know kids and building a relationship with them. So for some instances where it's appropriate, I can even talk to certain students about God, and that has been so meaningful. It makes my job and my work so meaningful.
Yeah.
So really, I don't know what my future holds exactly. I'm pursuing, you know, performance opportunities and singing. I'm a professional singer, and I, you know, really enjoy opera. I'm performing in an opera at the end of this month, Don Giovanni. And with teaching, I want to keep doing that for sure, and leading worship wherever church I'm at. But yeah, just making my life whatever way I can as a musician, and showing, you know,
well, what I love about
God is.
What I love about what you're telling me, though, is that the kids that are coming into your class that you have the chance to teach, you're still that camp counselor. You're still answering their questions. You're still responding to that call that God put on your heart, and it's such a great thing. Nina Forsythe has been with us. Nina, thank you for your time, and so grateful for your story. And friends, if you'd like to impact a child's life like Nina's, you just need to call this number, 888-206-2802, 888-206-2802. There are 73 children here in New York City that Angel Tree has identified as needing camp scholarships this year. $200, $20 a gift a month for 10 months, or a two-month gift of $100 a month for 2 months, or a one-time gift of $200. You can help a child get to camp this summer. Please make the decision and do it now. WMCA.com to give online, or 888-206-2802, 888-206-2802.
It's live music. It's outreach. It's awesome family time. And it's free. You're invited to the Franklin Graham Decision America Northeast Tour, coming to Bridgeport at Seaside Park on Tuesday, May 28th. Live music from Crowder. Let the gates of glory open. and a powerful message of hope from Franklin Graham.
And I'm going to be presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ, so bring your unsaved friends.
More details at decisionnortheast.com.
Wham. Pipe, scaffold, debris, whatever. It fell. It hit you. You never saw it or heard it coming, but you felt it. The most common construction site accident has left you in pain or worse. If you're suffering, has the person responsible convinced you that you have no case, so live with it? That's not the way it should go. If it was someone else's negligence, don't you deserve compensation for expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts, and his firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. The phone number 888-206-2802. I want to thank Nina Forsyth for joining us, telling us her story. Friends, there are thousands of these kids whose lives have been changed. And that's the miracle you get to participate in. You get to change a child's life. So amazing. So amazing. Go to WMCA.com and click on the banner at the top of the page. It's in bright colors. It's easy to find. Give $200. Friends, we waste $200 on things that we don't even need to have in this country, in this world, in this area of the country in particular. $200 to change a child's life forever? Come on. Return on investment? What's better than that? Like Peyton. Peyton was a little girl in first grade when her dad went to prison. Made her sad, angry. She had no one to talk to. None of her friends understood what she was going through because none of her friends' dads went to prison. Even visiting her dad in prison, she felt empty. She said, I remember weeks when I would go see him and then wouldn't say anything. She said, sometimes it just hurt too much. She got to go to Angel Tree Camp. Met a lot of people there. She heard over and over again about God's love for her. And on the last night, she prayed and gave her life to Jesus. She said, acts of love go so far, especially with kids who are affected by incarceration. She said, small things have a huge impact, whether it's getting a gift or going to camp, getting to be around people who have similar stories. These things change the course of somebody's life forever. And by the way, guess who led her father to faith when his jail time was done? Friends, that's the miracle story that you make when you send a kid to camp this year. 888-206-2802, WMCA.com to give online. However you need to do it. Single gift of $200, two-month gift of $100 a month, four-month gift of $50 a month. Friends, you can help a child get to that camp, find Jesus, know the love that he has for them, and change their life forever. It's awesome. 888-206-2802. I just don't want us to leave one of these kids out. Not now. 888-206-2802. WMCA.com. Give online. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you tomorrow.